Or rather 8 hours, and now we have to get into the news coming up shortly. But remember that this is the festive season, and you get to enjoy the freedom to do more with enhanced Stanbic credit card limits of up to 300,000 kwacha. So whether you're gifting, traveling, or maybe even celebrating the year's milestone, your private banker is here to help you make the most of every moment. So call your private banker today or dial 8200. Now, just last week, we did have a guest from Stanbic who joined us and, spoke about private banking. And this was obviously Mr. Sonke Soko, who's head of private banking at Stanbic. And that note right there wraps up Breakfast with Stanbic. Remember that we do this every weekday, and we're back for Breakfast with Stanbic tomorrow.
That was Breakfast with Stanbic, connecting you to insights and opportunities that help you keep growing with Stanbic.
We believe in Zambia's growth. We believe in families like the Kotas. Up at sunrise, ready to face each day. We believe in Mwabe, who sees a bright future in the digital world, in Matuzio's new law firm, and in Richard Temple, ready to own his family home. Every first step counts. We believe in James Monga's growing agro dealership, in our homegrown businesses, big and small. In transportation, in construction, in mining, in manufacturing, in the energy sector, every account, every transaction, every loan, every digital service. It's the strength of every Zambian who strives to keep growing. Stanbic Bank, let's keep growing.
This time check is brought to you by Stanbic Bank.
The time on Phoenix FM is 8:02. Up next, the main news.
This time check was brought to you by Stanbic Bank.
Phoenix FM.
Check. There we go.
106.7. Bonze.
The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
We're number only 1 million na Absa. Play your cards right, Muntu Andy, and you could win big. Simply tap or swipe any of your Absa cards 5 times in a month, and you could be one of 10 lucky winners to take home and achieve 10 fin in monthly prizes, or walk away with a grand prize of 250,000 kwacha. Jaliro ku, and you cannot afford to not get lucky. Use your Absa card to enter the draw. Terms and conditions apply. Your story matters. After.
The headlines. Small-scale miners oppose military deployment in illegal mining crackdown. Peter Sinkamba dismisses government assurance on public gatherings bill as mere rhetoric. In global news, Moscow says new U.S. security strategy aligns with Russia's vision. To present the news, I'm Lucivilo Gondway. The Small Scale Miners Association of Zambia has expressed concern over government's decision to deploy the military to dismantle illegal mining activities across the country, saying a more amicable and consultative approach should have been considered to address the issue. Defense Minister Ambrose Lufuma last week disclosed that a military-led operation is underway to clear unauthorized extractions at mining sites across the country. But Small-Scale Miners Association of Zambia President Kelvin Temple notes that while illegalities exist in some mining areas, deploying the army risks escalating tensions rather than fostering cooperation with affected communities. He says a more collaborative process would have allowed authorities and miners to find a balanced solution that upholds the law while protecting livelihoods. Mr. Tembo acknowledges that a small number of individuals may have resisted government directives on mining operations, but insists this should not justify measures that could negatively impact innocent miners. He is therefore urging governments to consider alternative strategies that maintain order while supporting miners, emphasizing that a win-win outcome can be achieved through engagement, regulation and empowerment rather than military involvement.
The government can sit down with these small-scale miners and have a chat way forward. Remember, there is no employment in Zambia. So, killing the path that these people can use to send or find something for their living is actually more like killing them while they are still living. So I, for one, feel there's no need for us to make it military way. There's no need for us to actually come out brutal. There's no way, I think, to have warning if we can still dialogue about the situation. The best route out of this is to dialogue and find a win-win solution on either end, on the government end and on the small-scale miners' end.
Green Party President Peter Sinkamba has dismissed government's assurance that the public gatherings bill will be presented to Parliament before the 2026 general elections, describing the pledge as mere rhetoric. The bill is expected to replace the Public Order Act, whose reform has been a long-standing demand from various stakeholders. Reacting to Chief Government Spokesperson Cornelius Mwetwa, who last week indicated that the draft bill is currently under review by legal experts at the Ministry of Justice and will be tabled before the next election, Mr. Sinkamba has argued that similar assurances have been made repeatedly over the past 4 years without any tangible progress. Mr. Sinkamba has expressed doubt that the bill will ever be enacted and has advised the public to regard the latest announcement as empty political talk. He has also pointed to government's pursuit of Bill 7, which he argues contradicts the will of many citizens, as further evidence that the UPND administration is not prioritizing the public gatherings bill.
That is the usual UPND rhetoric. You can't take them serious for those statements. They've been talking about this bill for the last 4 years, and it has never seen the floor of the House. But where they are so keen to get things done, for example, look at Bill 7, that within a very short time, they are pushing to get it done, even using the illegal means, they are pushing to get it enacted. That is to show you what they can do when they mean business. They can do anything to make sure that a particular bill is pushed. For that particular one, just forget about it.
Historian Professor Bizek Piri says it is still possible for opposition parties to form a strong alliance and provide serious competition to the ruling party in the 2026 general elections. Reacting to the formation of the We Are One Zambia Alliance, WOZA, by five opposition political parties, Professor Piri has, however, stressed the importance of unity and a shared purpose among alliance members, warning that any internal disagreements will only weaken their collective strength. In an interview with Phoenix News, Professor Piri has urged the alliance members to start by agreeing on a single convention, selecting one leader, and fully supporting that individual to ensure the alliance remains cohesive and effective. Professor Piri has further warned that an alliance lacking grassroots support will ultimately be futile. He emphasizes that true strength comes from the foundation of the people.
If these parties that have formed an alliance, they go to one convention, all the parties that have formed an alliance, they go to one convention between now and maybe the next 2-3 months. They go to a convention, all the parties that have come formed an alliance, and now we've come to a convention, we want to elect from our members who we are going to sell as the person to stand, then they have a better chance of campaigning, because they would have agreed from the ground upward that as members of the alliance, this is the person we are going to support. But if it is going to be an alliance between just the leadership without their followers on the ground supporting them, then the alliances are a waste of time, in my view.
Political analyst Dr. Alex Ngoma has called on government to respect the will of the people in the ongoing constitution amendment process. Government has challenged opposition political parties to provide a clause-by-clause breakdown of the aspects of the proposed amendments they find problematic.